Hi guys, I'm going to share the 10 most important steps on how to start a business and also some of the top mistakes that people make when they first start a business. I first created a business on eBay and Amazon when I was 15. I've now run an online platform which helps students to study abroad. So I'm going to talk through the process and the key steps and how it works. So the first step, which is really important, is to understand yourself and your motivation first. There's a quote, "If you can conquer yourself, you can conquer any enemy, or you can conquer the world." So this is really important to first really understand yourself. Why are you doing it? What do you want to achieve? What are your goals? And to get really clear on that, there's a really good course which I've taken by Jordan Peterson, which I really recommend. And it's called Authoring Your Future. And there's a link in the description which you can check out. And it basically asks you a series of questions and you can then develop your plan on how to develop your future and what you want to achieve. So it's really important to understand yourself, your motivations first before you're starting a business. This is really important because your business is going to be a reflection of your mindset. So if your mindset is really, really sorted, really high quality, then you're going to be able to create a really good business. But if your mindset is not clear, or if you have some kind of problems in your personal life, it's going to be reflected in your business. Also, what is your risk tolerance and what risk are you prepared to take? It's also going to depend on what kind of business you want to start. The second step after understanding yourself, getting really clear, is to think of a business idea and what the idea is that you want to start. I think a lot of people obsess over this stage too much. They think that, oh, if only I had the idea of building a company like Bill Gates or like Mark Zuckerberg, then I'd be a billionaire. But I think the idea is really not that important. In one way, you want to have a really great business idea. And then on the second way, it's also about the execution. I have a video which you can check out, which is about the top 10 business ideas that you can start. So there's lots of things like creating an Airbnb business, rental business, creating a consulting company, a social media marketing company, all these different kind of companies. So the next step is when you have an idea or you have a few ideas that you want to start, is to then do some more planning and in-depth planning about where do you want to take it and what's the actual plan for creating the business. So it's really important to think about the market. How big is the market? What is the problem that there is in the market? How are you going to tackle this problem? What is the plan of the strategy to do it? And then looking at the other players in the market to see how do you compare with those and what is your advantage? You need to think about all aspects of the business, like finance, hiring, how you're going to grow, how you're going to scale, where do you see yourself in 5 years? So it's really important to think about all aspects of the business like that before you go into it. And then you have a problem a bit later, then you've just wasted time that you could have saved if you thought about it in advance. So planning is just really important at this stage. I think there's four important things, skills that you need to have if you're going to start a business. The first is you have to have a really clear vision about what it is you're trying to achieve, what you're looking to do. It's really important to have this vision so you can share it to customers, you can share it to investors if you're raising money, or you can share it to employees and you can recruit the best people. The second thing is you need to have an operating system. You need to have a set of systems and processes for running the business. There's a really good book that I can introduce called Traction, which shows some of the key processes and how to manage a business like that. Third is you need to have really good communication skills and to be able to communicate and get on well with people, because in a way, that's all the business is. It's just the ability to communicate with customers, understand, listen to them, listen to their needs, and then communicate and work well with a team and then hire the best team. Then the fourth thing, which I think is one of the most important things, is just the ability to learn and to study and improve. So I think the fourth one, learning, is the most important thing, because if you can do that, you can do everything. It's the really important thing is when you have a business plan and when you have this idea, is you need to really get to know the customer. And so it's really important to spend some time to just talking to customers and understanding what their problems are and what their needs are, and trying to find what is the unique solution that you're trying to solve. So for example, if you're doing a consulting company or if you're doing a web design company, then you could just go and speak to a load of companies and try and find out what are their design problems, what are their needs in creating a web design company, where do they go right now, and just try and understand what the problems are in the market. You could even do a survey which tries to find out more information from these companies. And then from that, you might be able to find some customers that you get from that directly. So if you can solve their problem, then you have a business. If you can't solve their problem, then you don't have a business. So then when you have worked out what the problem is, you really deeply understand the problem and you have a plan for it, you need to work out the funding and how you're going to fund it. So there's two basic types of ways of funding a business. One of them is from investment and one of them is by consulting or just starting a business and then it creates profit by itself. So if you're doing a consulting company, then you can start funding the company from the profits or from the revenue that you're getting. You could create a consulting company, which then turns into a more complicated software company or something in the future. So that's really important to think about the funding of how to grow a business. Then when you're ready and you have the funding idea and you know how you're going to fund it and you have all this, then you need to just go ahead and register the company. In different countries, they have a completely different process. In the UK, it's really simple. You can just go online and you can pay about £30 to register a company. In other countries, you might need to hire somebody who's going to register it for you. Or you can also ask other people who have registered a company there and ask their advice about how did they do it and see if you can get recommendations on how to do it. So once you've registered the company, then you have a company. You need to get sales. You need to start getting the income coming through. One of the most important things in a business is just to have sales. So it's really important to have this method of getting sales coming into the business. So it's really important to at the start to focus on the sales, bringing in that. And then after that, you have like these different types of the business. You have like the sales and then you have the operations. Whatever kind of business it is, you're going to have that. And then after that, the cash management is really important. A lot of businesses have problems with that. So it's really important to have a proper system for managing cash and cash flow, learning all of this stuff. These are the main steps on how to start a business. I hope it's helpful and cheers.